$6 million. That's what a jury just told Big Tech their platforms are worth in damages. And it could be just the beginning. Good morning. Welcome to Brightside Daily. I'm Rory, alongside Elizabeth.
And we've got a packed show for you today. Four stories that prove the world is quietly getting its act together.
That legal experts are calling social media's big tobacco moment.
Plus, Chile just protected an area. We'll tell you how.
Let's get into it. A Los Angeles jury has just done something no court has managed before. They've held Meta and Google directly responsible for designing platforms that damaged a young woman's mental health and ordered them to pay $6 million. Now, this precedent might sound like pocket change for companies worth hundreds of billions, but the money isn't really the point here. It's the precedent. The jury found that these companies deliberately built features to maximize addiction. Infinite scroll, autoplay, notification loops, all engineered to keep you coming back, even when the company's own research showed it was causing harm. And that's the tobacco playbook, isn't it? They knew. They kept going. And now a court has said that's not acceptable.
What makes this different from all the other lawsuits we've seen is exactly that distinction. This isn't about what someone posted. It's about how the platform was built. That's much harder to dismiss on free speech grounds.
And there are thousands of similar cases waiting in courts across America right now. This verdict just handed every one of those legal teams a roadmap.
The companies will appeal, of course, and the single ruling won't redesign anyone's feed overnight. But there's something powerful about a jury of ordinary people looking at the evidence and saying no. You knew this was harmful and you did it anyway.
The question now is whether this changes how platforms are built going forward, or whether they'll treat $6 million as just another cost of doing business.
That's the size of Germany. And Chile just declared all of it a marine protected area. The new reserve of Francisco Colina sold in the Southern Asia for a few months, and the next read Robinson Crusoe. These are the islands that inspired Robinson Crusoe, and their waters are home to whales, seabirds, and a fur seal that was once thought to be completely extinct. But here's the number that really matters. When you combine this new reserve with two existing ones, Chile now protects nearly 900,000 square kilometers of ocean. That's an area the size of Nigeria. The international target that 190 nations agreed to in 2022 was 30% by 2030. Chile has already blown past it.
You're all set. The enforcement question is the big one, though. It's remote ocean. How do you actually patrol that?
But what's striking is that Chile isn't treating marine conservation as a cost. They see it as an economic strategy. Healthy oceans mean sustainable fisheries and tourism revenue that keeps coming back. It's protection that pays for itself.
And fiction points the way. Imagine you're standing in your own kitchen. You've made tea 1,000 times, but today the steps just won't come. You know the kettle is there. You know what tea is. But the sequence has gone. That's the daily reality for millions of people living with dementia. And a London company called CrossSense thinks they've found a way to help. They built to my classes. They built to my new objects and learn your personal routines. If you get stuck halfway through making tea, the glasses gently talk you through the next step. They adapt to you, not the other way around.
And these just won the Longitude Prize on dementia. That's £1 million. It's one of the most prestigious innovation prizes in the world. And they gave it to a pair of glasses that help you make your own cup of tea. I think that says everything about what matters.
That most existing tech focuses on safety monitoring. Alarms and trackers. This is different. It's not watching over you. It's walking beside you.
There's still work to do. Clinical trials, regulatory approval, getting the cost down. And it won't work the same way for every stage of the condition. But the philosophy behind it is what excites me. It's technology that preserves dignity rather than replacing capability. Here's a number I want you to sit with for a moment. In the 1960s, more than 40% of American adults smoked. Today, that figure is 9.9%. For the first time in results, before this execution, in 1929 in epidemiology, anything under 10% is classified as rare. Smoking, the single biggest cause of preventable death in America, is now rare.
That's extraordinary, and what I find most compelling is the timescale. This didn't happen because of one policy or one campaign. It took decades. Warning labels, advertising bans, school programs, tax increases, workplace restrictions, layer after layer after layer.
And it worked. Not overnight, not in a single election cycle, but it worked. Young adults are showing the steepest drops, which tells you the social norm has genuinely shifted. Smoking isn't just unhealthy anymore. It's unusual.
There are certain communities still smoke at much higher rates. People with mental illness, lower incomes, rural areas. The headline number is brilliant, but the work isn't finished.
No, it's not. And there's the whole vaping question, which is a story for another day. But I think the lesson here is worth spelling out. We looked at one of the most addictive substances humans have ever encountered. And we said we can beat this. And over 60 years, we did.
That deserved your attention.
That's the solar efficiency scientists have achieved using a quantum trick called singlet fission. They're splitting single photons into multiple energy carriers. Traditional solar panels max out around 33%. This could change everything.
This needs some prototype. You're all set. Accept air pollution by up to 40% in just 15 years. Nearly half of them are in Asia. And their economies kept growing the entire time.
But Bogle Air, with world's first commercial electric aircraft service, zero emissions, near silent operation, a 336 nautical mile range. The electric aviation age just officially started.
A South African wildlife reserve has earned over 34,000 carbon credits just from protecting animals. Turns out, natural grazing patterns store carbon in soil. Conservation that literally pays for itself.
And Professor Kaveh Madani, an Iranian water scientist who was arrested and branded a water terrorist by the Revolutionary Guards, has won the Stockholm Water Prize. He now leads a UN institute from exile. Science won.
Thank you. You're all set as plug-in solar panels will be sold in supermarket aisles within months. No roof needed. No installation. Just plug them in. Solar power. Right next to the baked beans. That's your Bright Side Daily for Saturday.
If any of those stories changed how you see the week, share this episode with someone who could use a bit of perspective today.
And for the full stories, with all the links and sources, head to thebrightside.news. Everything we cover is right there.
But nice show is shaping up nicely.
Until then, enjoy your weekend. The world's in better shape than you think.
See you Monday.